Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every month in my house, my kids can't wait to get their hands on the next Heroes of Liberty book. This month, it was John Wayne. Previously, Ronald Reagan, Thomas Sowell, and Amy Coney Barrett. But friends, they could be coming to your house, too. Go to heroesofliberty.com and use promo code KMC for a discount on any that you order. That's heroesofliberty.com, promo code KMC. heroesofliberty.com, promo KMC. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com/KMC.
United We Pledge has partnered with Balance of Nature to help ensure traditional American freedoms exist for us and for future generations. United We Pledge is raising money to build an American Village West campus that will house replicas of key historic buildings and realistic portrayals of the men and women who helped shape this nation. This village will provide educational experiences for youth and families. To raise funds and bring awareness to this project, world record-holding endurance athlete Tom Jones is running 76 consecutive marathons from the original American Village in Alabama to the future home of the American Village West in Washington County, Utah. He will be powered by Balance of Nature fruits and veggies. Balance of Nature is proud to provide fruits and veggies in a Patriot Pack for a limited time to support this effort. A portion of the proceeds from each Patriot Pack will go directly to United We Pledge to help build this project. Use promo code VILLAGE to receive 35% off your first preferred order. Go to buypatriotpack.com to start your pledge to help preserve the freedoms we value.
Shannon Bream, author of the number one New York Times bestseller, The Women of the Bible Speak, is back with a brand new book.
The Mothers and Daughters of the Bible Speak is my upcoming release. It examines the lives of 9 biblical families through the lens of motherhood and daughterhood, and how the intimate connection between faith and family is still relevant today.
Experience these stories for yourself. The Mothers and Daughters of the Bible Speak. Pre-order your copy today at foxnewsbooks.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news, what it means, why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, friends, we got a lot to get to today. You know, there's an election coming up in the state of New Jersey. We're going to talk to two men who would like to represent the 5th Congressional District there this week. We'll speak with the first of them today. But we're also going to talk about health. We're going to talk about a number of other things. Stick around. We've got breaking news right at the top. Stay here.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, friends, I don't know exactly if it's going to mean very much. I know yesterday, you had Mr. Putin making all kinds of, huffs and puffs about whether or not Finland and Sweden joining NATO was a threat to the Russian Federation of nations that he's kind of pulled together, all the Isakhstans and stuff. But here's the thing. What's going on with the actual war that he launched and supposedly was going to swoop down and take Ukraine away from Ukrainians and make it a Russian mouthpiece? that was then leading them and all the rest of it. Where's the news on this? It was like top of the hour every hour, and now it seems to be a little bit harder to find. And what is going to happen with this NATO application? We're going to try to get answers for you as these stories continue to bubble up. But Chad Robichaud is joining us. He's a former Marine, and he was in charge of the largest civilian evacuation of people from Afghanistan following that pullout. And he is now in Ukraine doing rescue missions, and he joins us now. Chad, first of all, thank you for your service to your country. Thank you for your service to all those innocent people that you helped get out of Afghanistan and your work that you're doing now. What is your sense of where things are at, given your connectedness to the region and what you're seeing on the ground there?
Well, you know, thanks for having me on. I think exactly what you said is, where is the news on this? And the answer is, it's buried with Afghanistan. I mean, Afghanistan came and went from the news cycle, but yet there's still 40 million people there suffering, 20 million women and children who are left to be sex. I mean, 20 million women who are left to be sex slaves by the Taliban. And there's no news on it. No one's really caring about it. And now we see Ukraine fizzling out when, in fact, we have a world superpower, Russia, attacking a first world nation. And not even really at this point, from what I've seen firsthand in Kiev and in Ukraine, they're somewhat bypassing attacking the military and going for the women and children and the civilian populations, and just in a will to break the Ukrainian people because they can't do it militarily. And it's horrific and something that should never be allowed in today's current world. I know we're passing $40 billion and all these things, but it's time for the world to stand up and say, no, this is not okay. We cannot allow this to happen in today's current world. I mean, it's insane to see it firsthand. And I mean, just last week, about 5 days ago, I was driving through Kiev and outside of Kiev and seen a neighborhood that was just leveled. And then it really caught my eye. There was just like pizza parlor, ice cream shop in a playground, all like in one strip, just leveled. And it reminded me, it's like, this is like my neighborhood. This is like where I live. And it could be us. Yeah. It's time the world stands together and says, you know, Mr. Putin, no more. This is not allowed.
Now, you're not the only veteran that's doing anything about this. In fact, Fox News did an entire piece on veterans that are doing what you're doing. Describe what your efforts are and how you're pulling it off.
Yeah, well, first of all, I will say this. The reason veterans are doing this, the reason veterans did this in Afghanistan, the reason veterans are doing this in Ukraine is not because the military is not capable. It's because our military is not allowed. And so we're stepping as a surrogate to represent our nation in that way because we can. The way we're doing this is just taking our skills, expertise. I spent a career in special forces, special operations with the Marine Corps. And worked in a JSOF task force. I built a lot of relationships and gained a lot of knowledge and wisdom on how to do operations like this. Through my nonprofit, Mighty Oaks Foundation, I built a lot of strong relationships for fundraising. For example, Glenn Beck was a big piece of financially to do the stuff we did in Afghanistan. So you're raising money, bringing the financial resource together, bringing the skills, expertise, and experience for these type of operations, and using some of our networks and relationships with the United States military. To work together in collaborative effort to go in and do these rescues and not only rescues, but build infrastructure for communications and mobility and how to sustain rescue efforts long term. Yeah. And move supply lines, medical supplies forward. And so these are the types of things we're doing. We've been focused in Ukraine on more precision rescue, like, for example, Benjamin Hall, the Fox News reporter. Our team went in and got him. Yeah. When he was injured. And then 2 days later, I personally drove Pierre, the cameraman's body, out and delivered it to his wife. And then 47 disabled children who was survivors of a bomb blast. Survivors of 150, and you know, no one else could rescue them because of the complexities of it. So we were able to rescue them. And so there's a type of operations that we're doing.
Yeah. If people want more information on what you're doing, mightyoaksprograms.org is the website, and I would encourage you to check it out. Chad, you also have a commitment to your God in all of this, and I've heard resilient things about the faith of the Ukrainian people. Have you come into contact with that firsthand? What does it look like to you?
Yeah, so I'll tell you, I've been in tons of war zones throughout my life that I never have seen in my life. Just yesterday, I was in Kansas speaking to the 1st Infantry Division of the Army, and I was telling them, like, spiritual resiliency actually means something on the battlefield. I've never in my life seen a more resilient warfighter than the Ukrainian people right now, and it's because they believe that they're fighting against good and evil, and God is with them, and they believe that God is in the midst of them, and they can't lose. They believe they can't lose, and I believe that too. They can't lose because God's on their side, and they're doing miraculous things, and we're seeing miraculous things in the battlefield. And one of the things that Mighty Oaks Foundation is doing through our Mighty Oaks International effort is we're going into the front lines and taking teams in to help pour into the spiritual resiliency of these Ukrainian soldiers, and we're just working hand in hand with them to remind them that of that what they believe, and just that God's on their side, and that this could be a victory for them.
Yeah, no, that's great. Let me ask you, from what you've seen on the ground, how much longer do you think this drags on? What is Putin's ultimate end game? He's obviously adjusted his plans from trying to take over the entire country to now what, trying to hold the far southeast region?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to predict the mind of a lunatic. We always thought Putin was calculated until now. I think what we're seeing is the success of the Ukrainians is actually backing Putin in the corner, and he's had such a big ego. The more that he loses ground to the Ukrainians, the more erratic he becomes. And that's where we're seeing the attacking of civilian populations, chemical weapons, which is not being reported and used, but we know for a fact that chemical weapons are being used. And we see him do more erratic things. So we don't know what the next erratic thing is going to be and how that will provoke the United States and NATO from getting involved. We were always one egotistical move away from this turning into a complete world war where NATO steps in and America steps in, which I say world war, but I don't believe anybody in a war right now, including China, would back Russia at this point. So, which is a good thing.
Yeah, no, they've shown pretty large incompetence in terms of at least trying to conduct their own strategy. And I've had some people try to argue with me that really this was all going to be a war of attrition anyway, and that what they wanted to do was just kind of latch on to enough of Ukraine to tie up Ukraine from being able to say that it's conflict free and join NATO. And if they keep, kind of coming at them like a gnat, that it kind of achieves that purpose, which may in fact be the case. I'm not sure, but thankful for your efforts, Chad Robichaud. And again, if you want more information, mightyoaksprograms.org, all one word, Mighty Oaks, like the tree, programs.org, mightyoaksprograms.org. Chad Robichaud, former Marine, thank you for all that you're doing. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, and God bless. Bye-bye.
You got it. All right, Kevin McCullough, we've got a lot of this broadcast still to come. We're going to give you a check-in on one of those candidates that will be with us on Monday for our big debate day in Congressional District 5 in New Jersey. Frank Pallotta is going to join me next. And a little bit later on, parenting and wellness. It's all part of the Wednesday Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay here. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to say thank you, first of all, to those of you that helped us help many, many hundreds of families in the Ukraine this spring. And as many, many organizations have stepped up to the fold, my friends at CSI have returned to one of their most important needs, and that is the liberation of human slaves from northern Sudan. Every year, I've told you about the great work that CSI is doing there, taking people that have been basically prizes in the Sudan Civil War, and for many years enslaved against their will, forced to perform sexual, human labor, other types of acts that violate their conscience, violate their bodies, violate their very dignity. And the wonderful thing about what CSI does, Christian Solidarity International, is that they not only are able to help secure the release of that human slave, but then they're able to begin a brand new life for them with something that we call the Bag of Hope. Friends, last year you helped us free another 392 individual women who had all but given up on ever having any type of future hope. So with that in mind, and now that so many people are responding to the need in Ukraine, my thoughts have turned back to how we can help these women who are many times even without their children. Now, what I have to report to you now is quite exciting. Because of some of the liberations that you've done in the past, you know that we've been able to free the mom, but haven't necessarily been able to find or free the child of that mom slave. That is about to change, because in this spring's liberation, we have the opportunity to bring home several children who have been enslaved by slave masters whose moms have been previously released. In other words, your gift right now to release and help find the child slave is not only going to give them liberty and give them a life again, but it's going to reunite them with the mom who had them in slavery. Now, if you're curious about how all this works, it's very simple. A $250 one-time gift or a 10-installment gift of $25 or a 5-month gift of $50. It doesn't matter how we get there. As long as we get to $250, supplies everything that's necessary for that slave to begin their life over again. That bag of hope will include sleeping arrangements, tarps for weather protection, grain to feed them with, and seed to plant their future crop with. That $250 gift will give them their new life and that bag of hope. And friends, this year, we're going to focus on reuniting some of those children with their moms who have been liberated in years past. Would you please call this number and help? 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. And because of the generosity of a very generous supporter of Kevin McCullough Radio, the first 10 people who do so will have their slave gift matched right now. 888-342-1010. $25 a month for 10, $50 a month for 5, $125 for 2, or a one-time gift of $250, and you get to set a brand new life for someone who had given up. 888-342-1010.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us on this busy Wednesday. And coming up yet, we're going to talk some parenting advice and some wellness. And I hope that you'll stick around for all of that before we're done today. But you may have been listening in the last number of days and heard me promoting a very exciting event that's coming up Monday. We're going to be at the Bicycle Club at Giovanni's Bicycle Club. I believe that's in Englewood, New Jersey, on this coming Monday, May 23rd. And it's going to be kind of a fun event. We're going to be there from 3 to 4 with my show from AM 570, The Mission, and 102.3 FM. And then we're going to be there on same venue, but from 7 to 8 that evening with a live debate between the two candidates that have established themselves as the only two potential winners of this race. And all of the candidates were invited, but these were the two that agreed to take part, and we're looking forward to having both of them, because both of them are people that care very strongly about the quality of life for people that live in Congressional District 5 in the state of New Jersey, which is a large part of our listening area. And they also care about the direction of the country. And I've had a chance to meet with both of them in private multiple times, and I've heard from their heart, and I know that what they want is a good outcome for their country, and they feel like their district's being ill-served at this point. And Frank Pallotta is one of those candidates. He's been with us before. He rejoins us. Frank, it's good to hear your voice. Good to talk to you. When I say that Josh Guidheimer does not seem to have a problem with the direction that the country is headed in, and it's pretty obvious from his voting patterns and what he's chosen to do while in office that that is, in fact, the case. How significant is that for the voters of not only District 5, but for America as a whole?
Well, Kevin, first, thank you very much for having me on again. I always enjoy talking to you. I love your perspective. And the Bison Club is in Englewood Cliffs, and they're right next to each other.
Oh, Englewood Cliffs. Sorry about that. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no worries. Look, I think for the first time in a long time, the issues that Josh Guidheimer is failing to address are the same issues that are not just bothering us here in the Fifth, but are bothering us here in New Jersey and in the country overall. And the policies that the party led by Josh have put forth, these tax and spend policies, these infrastructure bills and the reconciliation bill that hasn't passed, but they continue to push have really started to damage this country. We're looking at inflation, Kevin, at a 40-year high. We're looking at New Jersey job growth lagging the country, and we're looking at corporations leaving because of the leadership, not just in Trenton, but what Josh is failing to recognize in our district. And that's where the Democrat Party, and Josh is sort of the head of that in our state, is failing to understand that people are suffering, the middle class are suffering, and they're suffering at the hands of Josh and the Democrat policies.
Well, and let me just make this very clear. He is part of the party that's in power. So if there was ever a time when you could say, hey, you know, cash in your chips, help the district, do what you need to do. This is one of those seasons for him that he should be able to accomplish that. But I also want to ask you about this. He's part of this thing called the Problem Solver Caucus in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. And then supposedly a bunch of moderates from both parties that get together and kind of look past partisanship. Again, I'm saying supposedly, I'm using quotes around this word, supposedly. And they're supposed to come together to find common sense solutions. What grade would you give the sitting congressman from Congressional District 5 on his participation in and the significance of his participation in the Problem Solvers Caucus?
Well, if I had to grade what he's telling people, you know, he would probably give himself an A. If you had to grade exactly the solutions and the results, it's a resounding F. It really is. He's not come together. This Problem Solvers Caucus, Kevin, which in theory just sounds silly to me that the Problem Solvers Caucus in the House should be 435 people working together.
Not I thought that's what Congress was.
Well, they're supposed to solve problems. And what they find is these guys all get together. You know, they all proclaim to be moderates. Josh is not a moderate. His voting record is 100% with Joe Biden. Not 95, not 96, not 98, 100%. That's not a middle-of-the-road bipartisan problem-solver mindset. And what he says in New Jersey and what he does in Washington could not be more opposite from each other, Kevin. So I would give him an F in terms of what he's trying to do for the 5th District.
Okay. I think that's totally fair, given the fact that he presents himself, even in his campaign literature, he talks about how he's fighting taxes. And you're like, but wait a second, you voted in favor of every tax increase that the Biden administration's brought along.
Yeah, well, Kevin, I think you know Josh's background is not just a speechwriter and a Washington insider for the Clintons. He worked for a firm called Burson Marsteller, whose expertise is the spin. And it's not just the spin of what Josh is doing here domestically. That firm that Josh was a part of has created spin for third world dictators for decades. So they're very deft at finding out what buzzwords work to tell a story, but don't work in terms of executing a story. Josh is a master at that, Kevin.
You posted on Twitter a day before yesterday that it's the new reality that Democrats are giving away our country a little bit at a time. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the ways that we've seen this is obviously in the baby formula shortage, where moms here in the tri-state can't get any for their actual children. And yet it is in packed supply at border facilities for immigrants that are coming in illegally. What is the solution to the giving away of America if Frank Pallotta is elected congressman and starts and holds office January 1st 2023?
Sure. Look, we've got to get back to an America First strategy. We are already the most giving and benevolent country the world has ever known. We've never given that up. That is what we do. Even our immigration policies of the past were allowing people to come in and be part of the fabric of this country. What the Democrats have done, and Josh Gottimer is at the head of this, is they've basically pushed aside what we need in our country, what we need to move our people forward in favor of immigrants and in favor of other countries. We were a net exporter of oil just 2.5 years ago, and the administration decided to cancel the XL, and we became an importer again. What did that do? It empowered China, and it empowered Russia. What did Russia do 13 or 14 months after things were shut down? They invaded Ukraine. Our Democrat leadership empowered Russia to run roughshod over not just the United States, but over the world. So you also look at President Biden's approval ratings. They've dipped down to 38% now. Our position on the world stage has also fallen. And that's also giving our country away. So, you know, when you're sending education and baby formula, and you're giving everything away to people who are coming across the border who mean to do us harm, and you're forgetting that we have veterans who are dying and living in the streets, and mm-hmm. people in the middle class who are struggling, that's just not the right formula. Again, Kevin, I said early on, we are the most benevolent country the world has ever yep. known. We will remain yep. that way. But when Frank Pallotta gets in Congress, we will do both empower the American people to where we were just a couple of years ago, which was 4% GDP growth and historic low inflation. But we can also be a benevolent country to the rest of the world.
All right. Frank Pallotta will be participating in the Congressional District 5 debate. It's coming up Monday, 3 to 8, at the Giovanni's Bicycle Club in Englewood Cliffs. Stand corrected. It's this coming Monday. We'll be on air from 3 to 4 with some interviews with Frank and Nick, and then we'll be back from 7 to 8 for the actual debate, and we'll be taking a straw poll, so I hope you'll join us. Frank Pallotta, thanks for being here.
Kevin, thank you so much for having me. Be well.
You got it. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Don't go away.
Hey, this is Evangelist Nick Hall. Coming this summer, Together 22, 50 years ago, Expo 72, led by Billy Graham, rallied an entire generation to share the gospel. This summer, June 24th and 25th, we're doing it again, and it's free. Together 22 will feature some of the biggest names in Christian music, some of the best preachers coming to equip you. Find out more about Together 22 at Pulse.org.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com/KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every month in my house, my kids can't wait to get their hands on the next Heroes of Liberty book. This month, it was John Wayne. Previously, Ronald Reagan, Thomas Sowell, and Amy Coney Barrett. But friends, they could be coming to your house too. Go to heroesofliberty.com and use promo code KMC for a discount on any that you order. That's heroesofliberty.com, promo code KMC. heroesofliberty.com, promo KMC.
Shannon Bream, author of the number one New York Times bestseller, The Women of the Bible Speak, is back with a brand new book.
The Mothers and Daughters of the Bible Speak is my upcoming release. It examines the lives of 9 biblical families through the lens of motherhood and daughterhood, and how the intimate connection between faith and family is still relevant today.
Experience these stories for yourself. The Mothers and Daughters of the Bible Speak. Pre-order your copy today at foxnewsbooks.com.
She's helped parents do it better since her days at New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code, one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Thank you for hanging in there with us. And every Wednesday, we try to do our best to help equip you to be a better parent or grandparent. Helping your children succeed in a world around them that is increasingly confusing and hostile in many ways. And Shelley Goldberg is back with us, former parenting reporter for New York One. Shelley, what you got for us?
Kevin, today I wanted to talk about persistence, perseverance, never giving up. And I was inspired a bit by watching the election returns from the primaries. And just thinking about, you know, the very difficult and complicated world that we're living in. And one of the skills we absolutely all need is we need to be able to persevere and not give up. So I thought, let's talk about that. And how can we convey that? How can we teach that, help our kids with those things? So number one, define perseverance. Discuss it with your kids. Discuss it around the dinner table. Maybe ask your kids every day to, if they can give you an example, where they had to never give up. Something came up during the day where they really had to work on never giving up to get through that experience. So have ongoing discussions would be absolutely number one. Number two, point out, always praise when your kids stick to something, when they finish something, even something as simple as a puzzle. You know, make a point of noticing when they didn't give up. Also, you want to teach your kids, very important, those bounce back phrases, those don't give up words, like don't give up, don't stop, you'll get it, keep at it. Don't stop, you know, quitters never win. But one phrase a day, and think about it a little, Kevin, because I might even ask you, if you had to develop a McCullough family phrase, what might it be? What do you think would work for your family?
Oh, we've got a few, but I'll get to them when you ask.
Okay. And for sure, model behavior. Model the behavior you want to see in your kids. So that means, Kevin, come home and talk about something that happened to you, Kevin, during the day where you had to persevere. Be persistent. Never give up. Share that with your kids. Very, very important. So, for example, if Jonathan wants to be the track and field star at school, start talking about and show him how, well, if he wants to stay with that and be successful at that, he has to focus on sleep. He has to focus on the food he's eating, workouts, practice, skill building, reading materials about track and field. If you can help your children to break things down into smaller units, it's much more likely that they'll be persistent and they won't give up. So that's very, very important to know. Kids will also be more motivated if they have free will, meaning if they make the decision. Also, you want to encourage your kids to take a chance at trying a new task. So if your child is very good at a 50-piece puzzle, encourage them to try the 75-piece puzzle. So what are some of the phrases you were going to share with me that you use in your house?
Well, I think one of them, there's a couple, and when it comes to, you know, consistency and kind of thinking through, you know, what they have in front of them, you know, we say, and we'll say it to each other a lot, you know, when are you going to find time to do this a second time if you don't do it right the first time? There's a challenge to say, okay, if I don't want to have to come back and do this all over again, let me concentrate a little bit more in this moment, which is really good. But another one that I use a lot is to say, don't do this task where when you are finished, or when you have run this race, or when you've competed in this event, or when you've, you know, made this science project, or when you've done your homework, don't do it in such a way that you'll have regrets. Think about doing it the very best that you want it to be done from the beginning, and to kind of do that without regrets. And if it means doing it a little bit more or doing it a little bit extra. And it's funny you brought up track, because Jonathan's not in track, but James is, and he's got one meet left. It's this Friday. He's got one practice left. It's tomorrow. And he said, and we were just talking, I said, you know, you've had some good experience in a couple of different events this year, you know, this last couple of meets. What are you going to run in? He goes, well, I think I'm going to run in this and this. And I said, why? He goes, well, those were the ones I did the best in. I said, okay. Then when you go to practice on Thursday, use your time to focus on getting those events as sharpened, as good as possible, so that you don't have those regrets when you come to Friday. And he goes, Dad, that's a great plan. So, you know, the more you get him to think about what you're talking about, to persevere, but persevere with excellence, to you know, go through it, because we all need the practice. We all have to do the hard things, but the only way through the hard things sometimes is the hard things. But when you see them as an opportunity to improve yourself, or to in some way improve your opportunity, it becomes an optimism to say it's worth it to persevere and to hang in there. And they see the fruit. Shelley, always appreciate your heart and your content. Thank you so much for what you're trying to help us do.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Great information. Great information.
You got it.
Thank
you. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Don't go away.
Shannon Bream on
author of the number one New York Times bestseller, The Women of the Bible Speak, is back with a brand new book.
The Mothers and Daughters of the Bible Speak is my upcoming release. It examines the lives of 9 biblical families through the lens of motherhood and daughterhood, and how the intimate connection between faith and family is still relevant today.
Experience these stories for yourself. The Mothers and Daughters of the Bible Speak. Pre-order your copy today at foxnewsbooks.com.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com/KMC.
United We Pledge has partnered with Balance of Nature to help ensure traditional American freedoms exist for us and for future generations. United We Pledge is raising money to build an American Village West campus that will house replicas of key historic buildings and realistic portrayals of the men and women who helped shape this nation. This village will provide educational experiences for youth and families. To raise funds and bring awareness to this project, world record-holding endurance athlete Tom Jones is running 76 consecutive marathons from the original American Village in Alabama to the future home of the American Village West in Washington County, Utah. He will be powered by Balance of Nature fruits and veggies. Balance of Nature is proud to provide fruits and veggies in a Patriot Pack for a limited time to support this effort. A portion of the proceeds from each Patriot Pack will go directly to United We Pledge to help build this project. Use promo code VILLAGE to receive 35% off your first preferred order. Go to buypatriotpack.com to start your pledge to help preserve the freedoms we value.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every month in my house, my kids can't wait to get their hands on the next Heroes of Liberty book. This month, it was John Wayne. Previously, Ronald Reagan, Thomas Sowell, and Amy Coney Barrett. But friends, they could be coming to your house too. Go to heroesofliberty.com and use promo code KMC for a discount on any that you order. That's heroesofliberty.com, promo code KMC. heroesofliberty.com, promo KMC.
Hey, this is Evangelist Nick Hall. Coming this summer, Together 22, 50 years ago, Expo 72, led by Billy Graham, rallied an entire generation to share the gospel. This summer, June 24th and 25th, we're doing it again, and it's free. Together 22 will feature some of the biggest names in Christian music, some of the best preachers coming to equip you. Find out more about Together 22 at pulse.org.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you. Wellness Wednesday is what we do on Wednesdays. It is something that is important. I've always thought it was important, but then when these incredible people called the Howard family came into my life a few years ago, and particularly their incredible product called Balance of Nature, the fruits and the veggies, it changed everything about my wellness. And I started thinking, you know what? I need to be telling more people about how to experience better wellness. And that began a wonderful relationship that has continued on kind of uninterrupted across all my different radio platforms. And today I'm honored to talk with Lex Howard, who I think I met on the very same day that I met his dad the first time. They brought about 680 people to the station to tour the station on their very first visit. And I remember going, hey, who are all these people? And Lex said, oh, that's just my brothers and sisters. So I was like, okay, that's cool. Hey, Lex, it's good to talk to
680
you.
680 of us, that's right.
It seemed like it. Well, of course, our offices are awfully small at 111 Broadway. So, you know, put 10 people in a room and it feels like 600. But
yeah,
what you guys expect of your product and what it does for your customers is, you know, never less than absolute excellence. So, congratulations on how that has, you know, maintained even in, you know, the moving of your dad, you know, being the CEO to you being the CEO. And I know that you're training the next generation.
Yeah, well, that's really nice of you to say. I do have to give the credit to him. That's for sure. I'm a very lucky man to have been born into the family that I've been born into. And my dad did such a phenomenal job with creating such a high quality product that has not been, and I'll say it this way, adulterated. Like we have not changed the blend to the slightest since he made it. So we still see the same results, literally over 1,000 success stories a week come into our office. And we're not calling people asking them for success stories. They're calling us. Yeah. We don't have a success stories department that's focused on, you know, that kind of stuff. It's just because it's the real deal, man.
There's no outgoing marketing department at Balance of Nature that's fishing for things?
No, not in that way. Sure, we've got outgoing marketing, but not for that, because we don't need it. And I don't want anyone to ever feel like that's what we're doing. So, yeah.
Well, and if people ever had the chance to spend time with your mom and dad and yourself and just being around even the employees of the company, you get this feeling. It just exudes everything that you guys do. And I love the fact that you have taken the platform that God has given you through helping people with Balance of Nature, and you've applied it to some other areas. And you invited me, and I wasn't able to participate, but a couple of summers ago to speak at an event that was, you know, around faith and family and very important. And, you know, speaking of that, I know that Orrin Hatch was going to be part of that event at one point in time, and we just lost him. And, you know, he was a real fighter in the United States Senate. But in addition to that, you've also partnered with I remember the guy that sailed around the world, and he took Balance of Nature, and that was his literal nutrition for the whole time he was on that boat race. And I think he finished. He was one of the only ones that finished. And now you've got Tom Jones, bless his heart. Today it is his 29th marathon in 29 days. And he's going to go all the way to 75 days doing this day in and day out to raise awareness for something called America, the American Village West. For people that haven't been here, Lex, tell us all about it.
I was given an opportunity about a year ago, not even that, I guess, to go out to see this really neat place in Alabama. And it was called the American Village. It's a lot like going just to each of these really neat locations throughout the East that, you know, our founding fathers actually were at, like, you know, Williamsburg, and seeing people in action. So you go to Alabama and at the American Village, and what they've done is they've built all of the different most important buildings, like Old North Church and Mount Vernon and, Liberty Hall. They've built them all on one 40-acre piece of land. And you go there, and they've got these actors walking the streets. And it's just this unknown and phenomenal, spiritually awesome place. I walked on that ground the moment I got out of the car, and I turned to my wife and I said, we need to build this in Southern Utah, because we don't do a very good job in Utah, this kind of history. And so we're doing it. We're rebuilding those famous buildings of the East on the West Coast. And we're doing it for the sake of education. I believe if our educational system is not going to teach our history in its purest form, the good, the bad, and the ugly, then I'm going to do it. And that's what we're doing. It's a nonprofit. We are donating all of our time and effort and the property and the buildings, and we're inviting others to get involved and donate their time and talents and money to this effort, because it's going to be so cool. People just need to go onto unitedwepledge.org.
I was about to say that we can't do it justice in just a few minutes on the radio, but if you want to know more and if you want to get a real sense of everything, go to unitedwepledge.org. And by the way, you can check in on Tom's run there. He's running 75 marathons in 75 days to raise awareness for this. And guess what? He's being powered by Balance of Nature, which is kind of cool. It's keeping him healthy while he's running. I have no idea how he could possibly do that.
Me neither.
The idea of running one marathon over 75 days frightens me. I can't imagine 75 of them. But you'll get a real sense of everything that the project is about. So go and check that out, unitedwepledge.org, unitedwepledge.org. And if you want to experience the benefits of Balance of Nature, you've combined the United We Pledge opportunity with something called the Patriot Pact. Lex, tell me about that.
Yeah, so to help, to kind of prove that we are doing this, we are actually donating a percentage of every single order to the American Village Project. So if you call in and mention the Patriot Pack and tell, you know, one of our sales guys that you would like to buy the product, a Patriot Pack, then every single time you purchase, a percentage of your purchase will actually go to the American Village Project. And you can also add to that. If you want to add an extra $5 a month, then we are happy to help you continue to contribute to this project. But the Patriot Pack is just the same price as if you were to buy it online normally. But if you mention that, then a portion of that will be us donating to this whole entire project.
Great, great stuff, Lex. Always appreciate all of the good effort by the entire Balance of Nature family. And thanks for spending some of your time with us today.
Thank you. We love you guys. It.
All right, Kevin McCullough coming right back. My final thought for this day. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every month in my house, my kids can't wait to get their hands on the next Heroes of Liberty book. This month, it was John Wayne. Previously, Ronald Reagan, Thomas Sowell, and Amy Coney Barrett. But friends, they could be coming to your house too. Go to heroesofliberty.com and use promo code KMC for a discount on any that you order. That's heroesofliberty.com, promo code KMC. heroesofliberty.com, promo KMC. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com/KMC.
United We Pledge has partnered with Balance of Nature to help ensure traditional American freedoms exist for us and for future generations. United We Pledge is raising money to build an American Village West campus that will house replicas of key historic buildings and realistic portrayals of the men and women who helped shape this nation. This village will provide educational experiences for youth and families. To raise funds and bring awareness to this project, world record-holding endurance athlete Tom Jones is running 76 consecutive marathons from the original American Village in Alabama to the future home of the American Village West in Washington County, Utah. He will be powered by Balance of Nature fruits and veggies. Balance of Nature is proud to provide fruits and veggies in a Patriot Pack for a limited time to support this effort. A portion of the proceeds from each Patriot Pack will go directly to United We Pledge to help build this project. Use promo code VILLAGE to receive 35% off your first preferred order. Go to buypatriotpack.com to start your pledge to help preserve the freedoms we value.
Shannon Bream, author of the number one New York Times bestseller, The Women of the Bible Speak, is back with a brand new book.
The Mothers and Daughters of the Bible Speak is my upcoming release. It examines the lives of 9 biblical families through the lens of motherhood and daughterhood, and how the intimate connection between faith and family is still relevant today.
Experience these stories for yourself. The Mothers and Daughters of the Bible Speak. Pre-order your copy today at foxnewsbooks.com.
Hey, this is Evangelist Nick Hall. Coming this summer, Together 22. 50 years ago, Expo 72, led by Billy Graham, rallied an entire generation to share the gospel. This summer, June 24th and 25th, we're doing it again, and it's free. Together 22 will feature some of the biggest names in Christian music, some of the best preachers coming to equip you. Find out more about Together 22 at pulse.org.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Wait, what? Check the voicemail. No, not these guys again. Why can't they lose my number? What's going on?
Kev, it's Tony Fauci.
Oh, boy.
I don't understand why you say that I belong in jail. I mean, other than the $35 million I took in royalties from Big Pharma.
Of course.
And completely messed up the response.
Oh, yeah, that.
Hey, Kev, it's Donald.
Oh.
Boy, that was a gutsy move saying Fauci belonged in jail. You know, he said that about Hillary in one of the debates, I think. Hillary, Dillery, Doc. Tony Fauci on the cell block. Hey, that's got a ring to it, don't you think?
I
think that's...
I don't know, Mr. President. I think maybe you should just stay away from the nursery rhymes. I think that the rhymes might be a little much, but I'm glad that you like the thinking. What are we all talking about? You may be going, why would Kev say that Tony Fauci should go to jail? Oh, because he said that if he if the former president gets reelected in 2024, that he is not going to work with President Trump. And I made the comment on social media because he's going to go to jail. That's certainly somebody should be asking some questions about some of the things that happened, like the fact that he did take $35 million in royalties from Big Pharma during the pandemic while he was telling us not to buy therapies that worked in many other places on planet Earth that would have been much, much less expensive. And they actually worked. I'm not going to name them. I don't want to put my stations in jeopardy of liability or anything like that. Here's the thing. When you have lost the amount of trust with the American people that Tony Fauci has, I don't know how he has a job today. Now, he may be a little sore that I said he was going to go to jail, but if you fund the chain of the gain of function research that basically allows a virus to turn into a pandemic and it escapes and goes global, and you're making decisions based on the fact that you've got royalty agreements with pharmaceuticals that stay hidden, by the way. Nobody knows about them in public until long time after. I think you've kind of lost the right to have credibility with the American people. And that's why even really trustworthy physicians that always looked up to Dr. Fauci have had to part ways with him in recent months, because they understand he was compromised, and we suffered because of how compromised he was. Not a fun way to realize how the last 2 years happened, but it's important that we acknowledge what it was and we deal with it on its face. So there you go. But Nick, can you change the number to the voicemail? I don't those guys, they can't just keep bothering me all times, day and night anymore. We got to do something
about
that.
I'll see what I can do, Kev.
Okay, I appreciate that. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, hoping you have a great evening and to join us tomorrow. We always want to be on top of what's going on. And if you enjoyed the discussion with Frank Pallotta for the congressional debate in CD5 for New Jersey, we will talk to the man he's running against, Nick DeGregorio, tomorrow or Friday. One of the days that we have left here on the show as well. And you'll get the other side of the story. And then we're hoping that you'll join us on Monday at the Bicycle Club, and we will talk to you then in Inglewood Cliffs. Take care.